Colorado should invest $12 million in state funds to ensure an accurate count in the upcoming 2020 census, according to a new report from the Colorado Fiscal Institute. The U.S. Constitution requires the federal government to count every living person in the U.S. every 10 years, but Esther Tercios, the report's lead author, says due to a variety of factors, including a controversial citizenship question, the state could miss out on its share of congressional seats and lots of federal money if it doesn't put some muscle into outreach.
The 2020 census is right around the corner, and if we care about making sure that Coloradans are well represented, we need to make sure that everyone is counted, no matter who they are, where they live, what identities they hold.
Tercio says a lack of federal funding for the Census Bureau also could lead to an undercount of Colorado residents. She adds that even if a question about whether someone is a U.S. citizen is removed from the census, the current climate surrounding immigration has stoked fear among many of the state's residents, and she worries they might not answer the door when census workers come knocking. Defenders of a citizenship question have argued it's necessary to protect voting rights. Last month, a federal judge blocked the move to add a citizenship question, noting that the Trump administration broke a smorgasbord of federal rules, cherry-picked facts, and hid information from census experts. Tercios admits that convincing Colorado lawmakers to use state money to pay for work mandated by the U.S. Constitution won't be easy.
$12 million sounds like a lot, but it means bringing in $8 billion to pay for programs that we all care about and that we all benefit from, for programs that help pay for school lunches for our kiddos.
Other states, including Minnesota, Oregon, and Virginia, have already earmarked state funds to ensure an accurate count. The report's recommendations include targeted outreach to explain the importance of being counted, mobilizing volunteers who are known and trusted by hard-to-count communities, including immigrants, people of color, low-income, and rural residents. The legal battle over the Trump administration's citizenship question is widely expected to be resolved by the U.S. Supreme Court. This is Eric Galatis reporting for KDNK.